this whole month we have talked about Jesus encounters and how everybody that's ever had an encounter with Jesus has absolutely changed their life. Now, if you've never had an encounter with Jesus, and I'm speaking to you sitting here today, then you're really not going to understand what I'm talking about. You have an idea, okay, an encounter with Jesus changes our life, but you don't really understand how it changes your life. I've heard people say, I've tried Christianity. You can't try Christianity. Either you're a Christian or you're not. I tried Jesus. No. You can't try Jesus. Either you believe in him or you don't believe in him. There is no trying. It either you are all in or you are all out. It's kind of like when you go swimming. You either got wet or you did not get wet. Amen. You can't say, I tried swimming and never got wet. It doesn't work. So you're either in or you're not. Well, this morning, I want you to open your Bibles to Luke chapter 2. To Luke chapter 2. In Luke chapter 2, this is the event, the history of the birth of Jesus Christ. And we see a baby in a manger, and of course, you know, we like to have a lot of fun with what's a manger, where was the manger. Wednesday we did this thing on just how much you know about the Christmas story, as they say. And then, you know, like, what did the innkeeper say? Does anybody know what the innkeeper said? What? Anybody tell me what the innkeeper said? Well, the innkeeper actually did not say there's no room in the inn. The Bible says there was no room in the inn, and somebody created the story and said that the innkeeper said it. The innkeeper never said it. So as we look at this, and we just have some fun with that, we're going to get a real event of what really happened to a priest and how it absolutely changed his life when he encountered Jesus. And that's really what Christmas is, guys. Some of you come to church, and I'll just be quite frank, you come to church because you're invited, and I think that's fantastic. Praise God. Some of you go, well, I'll go to church, but I don't believe in that mess, but because I love my mom, I'll go. Or because I love my wife, I'll go. Or because I love my husband, I'll go. Or because I love my kids, I'll go. But I don't really believe in that. Well, today I hope that you have an encounter with Jesus that will absolutely change your life. Now, that will be up to you because God is willing to meet you today. He is willing to meet you right where you're at. He is willing to touch you in a way that you have never been touched before that will absolutely change your life forever and ever and ever. Because nobody ever encountered Jesus that it did not change their life forever. We see it all throughout Scripture. And then, of course, anybody that you talk to today, I mean, listen, when I met Jesus back October, it was October 2nd, 1994, I met Jesus. My life has never been the same. It changed it forever. It changed me forever. And so today I hope you experience an encounter with Jesus. I want you to look in chapter 2, Luke chapter 2, verse 8. I'm going to read 8 through 20, but I'm going to really focus on the passages after that. It says, "Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people.'" And so if you notice, the coming of this news is going to affect everyone, all people, everyone. And then he goes in 11, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.' So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem to see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. So what we see is the beginning of encounters with Jesus, and it changes their lives. And the shepherds, they came, they witnessed, and then they went and they told everyone about the marvelous miracle of what has happened. And so it was the beginning there of changing people's lives. Let's look here in 21. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And so what we have is we just have a record that Jesus was circumcised on the 8th day. That shows that he lines up with being the Hebrew, and that he lines up with their manners and customs, and he's following the law, if you will, of what needed to be done for a Jewish child. So now we pick up in 22. This is where it changes lives for these folks that he meets, if you will. In 22 it says, "Now when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons." So Luke starts establishing here, and remember, Luke is a doctor, so he looks at everything that has to do with the flesh. And so he starts establishing here what the events that have taken place. He doesn't go into detail about the purification or go into the detail about the circumcision and everything. He just says, listen, this is according to the law, and if those of you want to know, you can go to Leviticus chapter 12, not right now, but mark that down so you know where it's at. Leviticus chapter 12 is all about the purification process when a woman gives birth to a child, whether it be to a son or whether it be to a daughter. If they give birth to a son, then the purification process is 7 days, 7 days after the blood, if you will. Then the birth of the child is another 33 days. And then after 33 days, she is to take the child to the temple. Now, if she gives birth to a daughter, then she has issue of the blood for her 14 days. And then her purification process is 66 days. I don't know why it's different with a female. It just is. Leviticus chapter 12, if you're interested in that after the service, okay? But that's what it is. So what we're seeing now is 40 days. This is 40 days after the birth of Jesus Christ. We're picking up in verse 25. So Simeon. You know, when I was looking at this and I thought, you know, it's about the birth of Jesus, but how does it change people's lives? And what we're going to see here is a promise from God that Simeon, who's a priest, who actually has this opportunity that changes his life, this encounter with this little baby who cannot speak, with this little baby who is just a baby, 40 days old. Anybody know a baby 40 days old, how much activity they are? They sleep and poop. That's all they do, right? Even Jesus, he was a baby, he was 40 days old, and that's what he did for the first 40 days. And yet he comes in and changes this man's life forever. Guys, I'm telling you, every encounter with Jesus will change your life forever. Unless you decide you're not interested. And remember what I said, it's kind of like swimming. Either you are all in and you're getting wet, or you're not. You're either swimming or you're not. With Jesus, you're either all in or it's nothing. You either believe or you don't believe. And people go, well, I tried. You didn't try Jesus. You tried the idea. Or you say, oh, I got saved, but your life resembles nothing of Christ. Listen, you didn't have an encounter with Jesus if your life isn't any different. You simply tried the idea, but you didn't try the man. You didn't try the Savior. You didn't try the Lord Jesus Christ. You just got caught up in the idea of who Jesus is. The idea of salvation. Oh, that sounds so good. Nobody wants to go to hell. All right, I'll believe in Jesus. But the reality is, you really never did. And so you never had an encounter. You just got excited with the idea. Well, here, Simeon had an encounter. I love what happens here 40 days after the birth of Jesus. Let's look here in verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout. Now, we're just going to stop there for a second, because this guy, he already loved the Lord. There's no question about it. He loved the Lord. The word just is how he was before man. The word devout is how he was before God. So he was just before man. He was devout to God. So it says that he was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. There's a difference that's going on here. So he is waiting for the comforter of Israel. That's the consolation, the comforter. Well, there's only one comforter, and that's Jesus Christ. And he's waiting on the comforter. He is waiting on the one who is going to come and bring relief to Israel. He is going to come, and he's going to bring comfort, and even in a time of distress, he's going to bring comfort to Israel. And Simeon's waiting on this. Simeon is saying, hey, listen, you know what? I know that day is coming. I am looking forward to that day coming. I am desiring that day coming, because he was promised a promise by the Father. Let's look here as we go on. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Now this is huge. Because God's told Simeon through the Holy Spirit that, listen, Simeon, you will not experience death. You will not die until you know who the Savior of the world is. Now, I don't know about you, but I can imagine that every child that comes into the temple, that Simeon as the priest has to, you know, he prays over and everything, that I can imagine with every child that comes in, he's got to be going, is this the one? Is this the one? Is this the one that I'm going to meet? Is this my Savior? Is this the one that's going to change the world and change all of Israel? Is this the child that's going to bring salvation? Is this the child that is going to deliver me from death and give me life everlasting? Is this the child? Can you imagine the excitement? Guys, you know, there used to be a time when Christmas came, people would get excited because, man, they were excited to have a day set aside where they could talk about Jesus to everyone, and that's what Christmas meant, and everybody knew Christmas meant Jesus Christ. There was a day when excitement filled the air. There was a day when you had an opportunity to get up here and do a play or get up here and sing a song to glorify God. Man, you got excited and you were moved by the Holy Spirit because you realized that you had a real encounter with Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the Son of the living God Father, who said, I am going to give this child to you so you don't have to die, that you'll live forever and ever. And there was an excitement to go, I get to worship my King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we don't have that anymore. We have people who, oh, let's go to church, got to get home and open up gifts. We have people that are like, oh, you know what? Man, forget church. That's just old religious habits. Listen, this is a new age. This is a new time. We don't need stories about Jesus. We have people who are just throwing Jesus out the window because there's no encounter with him. As I was thinking and preparing for this morning and this morning's message, and I don't do your typical away in a manger type sermon. I just never have. I think Christmas is so much more, and I think you should experience Jesus and all that goes with him, not just the birth of a baby in a manger, although incredibly important. And so as I was thinking about this, I really kind of got disheartened this year. Anybody feel like this is just kind of a weird Christmas? Is it just me, or are you guys, you're like, man, something's weird. It's just different. And so as I was thinking about this, I went, okay, Lord, you got to give me something here. And so I just kept going before the Lord and praying and asking and repenting and just, okay, Lord, give me something. And then he gave me Simeon and the encounter that Simeon had. And what I love about this encounter is Simeon realized immediately when he was in the presence of God. When you have an encounter with Jesus, you realize immediately that you're in the presence of God. If you don't have an encounter with Jesus, you're not going to get excited about Christmas. You're not going to get excited about our Savior. You're not going to get excited about what God has done for you and changed your life and touched you, and you'll never be the same again, ever, ever, ever. And you're going to keep living your life the way you always lived it because you have religion, you don't have a relationship. And I want you to see that Simeon was excited because of his relationship. Everything changed when he encountered this baby. Everything changed. So in 27 it says, so he came by the Spirit into the temple. So the Holy Spirit of God, by the way, the Holy Spirit is what leads you, or I should say what draws you to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit of God draws you to the Savior. And it will be up to you whether you say yes or no. It'll be up to you. Listen, you think you're here by mistake? No, no, no. The Holy Spirit has drawn you to be here so that you can hear the Word of God, so that you can find out about Jesus Christ the Savior, so that you can make a decision on whether you're going to change your life for the rest of your life. Make no mistake about it. You're not here to see a play. You're here to hear about Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. I'm just going to tell you guys, if you really want Christmas, and every Christmas here on after, you need to see Jesus. You need to just go on. You know, so many people, when they hear, oh, the name Jesus, and you just cast it aside. Or somebody goes to tell you about Jesus, I don't want to hear about your fairy tales. I don't want to hear about the big man in the sky. Well, I'm going to tell you, he's not a big man in the sky. He's a big God in the sky. And he sent his son, Jesus Christ, so that you could hear about Jesus, believe on Jesus, and be with God in the sky. Christmas. Christmas isn't just about gifts. Christmas is about the gift, Jesus Christ. For whosoever should believe upon the name of Jesus. And we have a tendency to miss it. Simeon didn't miss it. Do you know why? He was looking. He was looking for Jesus. He was like, is this the child? I can only imagine. He's up in age. Roughly his age is 113. That's about how old Simeon is if you just do the math and you look at it. He was about 113, give or take. And God says, you're not going to die until you see the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not going to die. Can you imagine? Now, that's pros and cons, amen? So the cool part is, you're like, okay, I haven't seen the Savior of the world. I'm still going to live. Still going to live. This is the Son of God. This is the Savior. Okay, now I know my days are numbered. You know, like this could be a pro and a con here. You're like, uh-oh, now that I know, just how soon am I going to go to be with the Father, right? But because he had the relationship, Listen, I think of John in the book of Revelation, and John is talking about all the bad that's going to happen in the world. And I don't know if how many have ever taken the time to read Revelation? It gets pretty horrific, guys. I mean, there's some bad stuff that's going to happen. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, it's going to be horrific. I mean, just a terrible time. The Bible says that men are going to cry out for the rocks to fall on them and kill them, and they won't be able to die. It's going to be a horrific time. And John says, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. I can imagine Simeon feels the same way. I just want to see my Savior. I just want to see the Lord's Christ. Look here. So in 27, so he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms, blessed God, and said, now here's, he start, listen, I want you to see, he started, this is Simeon's song, man. He is praising God. He is singing out to the Lord. He is ever so thankful that he's getting to see the child of God. And look what he says here in his song in 29. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace. He says, you're going to let me die in peace. Jesus always brings peace. Always. Especially to the believer. If you're struggling, I'm going to tell you, the gift of God is peace that passes all understanding. If you're lost, the gift of God is direction. If you are struggling with life, you're just making, listen, just face it, you're making lousy decisions. God says, I'll give you direction. I will give you peace. I will give you contentment. I will be the rock. I will guide your footsteps. All the promises that come with this, with the birth of this child. All the gifts that you could ever imagine, you're getting with the birth of Jesus Christ, the rock, our fortress, our refuge, a touch of healing, a touch of peace, a touch of strength, a touch of direction, a light, life, not just any life, but life everlasting. All of us have a certain time on earth that we live. But with Jesus Christ, you have eternity in heaven with God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. There's so much that comes with the birth of Jesus Christ. It's not just a religious holiday. Man, this is the life changer that we're finding out about. And as an infant, as a child, as a baby, 40 days old, Simeon meets this child, and now he is singing to God because he goes, I can now die in peace. The gift of life, eternal life. Simeon, he realized it. Look here. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. Simeon was an old man. I don't know when God said that you're going to get to see the Lord Christ before you die. Listen, I don't know when he was told that. I don't know how long Simeon was anticipating the birth of Jesus Christ. I don't know. But here's what I do know. That God told Simeon this is what was going to happen. Simeon believed. See, guys, that's why a lot of you have not encountered Jesus, because you haven't believed. You haven't believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. You haven't believed that what God said he would do, that he can really do it. You haven't believed. You're still running around like it's a fairy tale. You're still running around thinking, oh, it's a good idea. Oh, it sounds good, but it's too good to be true. Because you want it on your terms, and God says it's going to be on my terms. That's what Christmas is all about. Believing on the birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. He wasn't just a regular child. Simeon knew this. And Simeon's thanking God. He's praising God that now he gets to depart in peace. He gets to die in peace according to the Word of God. Look here in 30. For my eyes have seen your salvation. He looks at this baby and he realizes that salvation is in this child. Nothing else. Listen, Simeon knew he couldn't be religious enough. He couldn't be good enough. He couldn't be righteous enough. He couldn't hold a certain position. Listen, Simeon realized that there was no hope for him, that salvation lied in this baby. That's where salvation was, in this child. Nothing else. And Simeon is praising God. My eyes have seen your salvation. This isn't a religious movement, guys. This is real life stuff. You will live or you will die by your decisions. And if you decide on Jesus, you will have life everlasting and all the stuff that comes with it. You will die in peace. But if you reject Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you will die a horrible death. And you will live in that horrible death for eternity. And Simeon says, I have seen your salvation. I have seen the Savior. Look here in 31. 30 says, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples. What does all mean? All means all, and that's all means. And so all peoples, it's everyone. You have prepared a Savior in the eyes of everyone. So anyone that looks at Jesus, they're going to see salvation if they choose to believe. Look here in 31. Which you have prepared before the face of all peoples. 32. A light to bring revelation to the Gentiles. Let's look at that just for a second. Simeon, back on this day, Jesus is 40 days old, and Simeon says, listen, you have brought a Savior to the world, and this Savior is for a light to the Gentiles. If you're not Jewish, then you are a Gentile, just to help you with that. And so if you go, well, am I a Gentile or am I not a Gentile? If you are not Jewish, you are a Gentile. And Simeon says that this is a Savior, a light to all the Gentiles. From that day on, which includes today, this is your light. Listen, you are going to be without excuse because you're hearing about the Savior of the world. You're hearing about Jesus. And Simeon says, listen, God has brought this child, and this child is a light to the world. But this light, this Jesus, will only be your Savior if you choose to allow Him. Look here in 32. A light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. Because remember, Israel has been waiting on the Savior, waiting on the Messiah. And then the Messiah comes and they choose not to believe because the Messiah comes born into a poor family, if you will, born in a manger. He's not this great king, this great conqueror, the way they're thinking, even though he is. And so Israel is rejecting the Messiah, but not all. There's a remnant. There's a handful of people that are believing. And you know, today, there's still a handful of people that are choosing to believe. Look here in 33. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother. I find it interesting that he says this to Mary his mother, because Joseph wasn't his father. It wasn't his birth father. Joseph was his stepfather. And so he looks at Mary and he says to Mary, because you know, Mary knew she hadn't had relations with a man. She knew that this was a virgin birth. She knew this was a miracle of God. And Simeon looks at her and 34, then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, behold. This word behold, guys, listen, this word behold is to get your attention. It's behold. Listen, I want you to hear what I got to say because this is incredibly important. So listen up. Wake up, all you that are sleeping. Listen. Behold. Guys, so many times we blow off what's so important. We blow off what matters the most. Especially in today's world, because everyone in here has been so programmed to constant barrage of information, or barrage of whatever on the computers or on the news, on the TV, in real life. And it's a go mentality, that when you actually got to stop and listen for a moment, you don't know how to stop and listen. Your brain is still looking to go. You're sitting there going, this pastor's boring. This pastor's saying junk. This pastor, why am I here? I can't wait to get home. And I'm going to tell you, I got the best news for you ever. I got the best information the world has to offer. And we're so programmed. Go. I want you to just stop Just stop. You know what? Your tree will be there when you get home. Your presence will be there when you get home. Everything that you have, it'll be there when you get home. It's worthless, but it'll be there. But I'm going to tell you, you're not promised tomorrow. You may not get home today. Do you realize that? Do you know that your life could be over? On your way home, it could end, and you'll never get a gift under the tree. You need the gift that God offered on the tree. That's Christmas. That's what it's all about. It has nothing to do with the money you have in your pocket, the gifts that you can offer. Because I'm going to tell you, every gift that you give is fantastic the moment you give it, but it doesn't take long that it becomes pretty unvaluable stuff that gets put in a closet, under a bed, or given away as a white elephant gift. How many have ever given away a Christmas gift as a white elephant gift, right? Yeah, you guys are going, what's a white elephant gift? It's when you get something, you look at it, and you go, I ain't keeping that. But you look at it, you go, oh, thank you so much. I love it. And then the party comes, and you take it to work and give it away as a secret gift. Amen, right? You guys have all done that? Listen, I'm going to tell you, that is the gifts of the world. That's what all of them are. You get something brand new in the moment you get it, you're like, oh, I love it. And then 30 days later, it's like, whatever. I'm telling you, the gift that God gave me in 1994 is still more valuable today than it was the day I received the gift. That gift is with me for eternity. That gift is eternal life. That gift is a Savior that loves me. That gift is a God who says, I created you so wonderful and so special, and you are my gift to my son, Jesus. Do you realize that we are God's gift, the Father's gift to his son, Jesus? And you realize that we live a life that I am sure, because I look at some of you and go, oh Lord, they're yours. You got to work on that one. Ooh, my goodness. Right? I know some of you look at me like, really, God, that's the best you can give me? I get it. That's how people think. But do you realize that God says that he loves us? He loves you? He says, I love you so much that I'm going to give you opportunity to spend your entire eternity with me. What is eternity? Eternity is countless days. You can't even number eternity. It's forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And you go, well, I can't fathom that. That's what makes it such a miracle. It's of God. And some of you aren't interested. And I struggle with that. I struggle with it. You'd rather have your gift under the tree than the gift on the tree. I struggle with that. I don't understand. But you know what? The Bible says that the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit. The natural man being the man of the world, you don't understand the things of God because you don't know God. You don't have God. So I can understand because I used to be that way. But man, I'm going to tell you, Christmas, oh my goodness. So in 33 it says, and Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is destined. This is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. This child is the Savior of the world. This child is your Christmas present from God. And here's the thing. It's your Christmas present from God every moment. Every moment. God says, I love you so much. It's constantly here, yours. Jesus is yours if you want him. But if you don't, okay. But understand, I didn't send you to hell. You chose it because you denied my son. You denied the gift of everlasting life. I didn't choose this for you. This was not my goal for you. This was not my idea for you. And so listen, this is why I brought this baby into the world, so that you wouldn't go through what you deserve, but that my gift to you would be everlasting life. That's Christmas. That's Christmas, guys. The birth of a Savior from a God who loves us so much, even when we were unlovable, because of the sin that dwells within us. And there's every one of us in here, we have a sinful, evil heart. And you go, not me, I'm a good person. No, there's none good. No, not one. And every one of us, we have a desire within here to satisfy this, not our Savior. And God says, I still love you, and I'm still going to give my son for you, even though you'll spit on me, even though you'll put a crown of thorns on his head, even though you'll stab him in the side, even though you'll hate him and you'll kick him and you'll pull his beard out of his face, even though you'll do all these grotesque things to him, he's still going to willingly lay his life down and die so that you can live. Merry Christmas. Guys, when we think of Christmas and we think of a baby being born, Simeon, as soon as he met Jesus, man, he knew this is the Savior. He's like, now I can die in peace. Can you? Can you die in peace? Are you so sure that Jesus isn't real and that God's not real? And that you're going to die in peace? Are you so sure there's nothing after death or after life? That death is just death and it's the end? Are you so positive of that, that you're willing to risk it? You're so positive you're willing to tell God the Father, the Creator of the world, who created everything with His Son Jesus, who died on the cross for you and me, you're so positive of that you're willing to say, I'm not interested, no thank you. Simeon wasn't. Simeon understood. He anticipated the day. And I pray this morning that you anticipate the moment to believe on Jesus Christ. And that you have a real encounter with Jesus. Not just a religious experience, but a real personal touch from God above. And then, listen, when that happens, you'll know. You'll know, there'll be no question about it. You won't walk out of here wondering, did I really get saved? Because God will touch you and He'll bring a peace upon you and a strength upon you and a deliverance in you that you'll know immediately. Nobody ever encountered Jesus and walked away wondering who they encountered. Nobody. And so this morning I want to give you an opportunity to believe on a baby that was born in a manger for one reason. To deliver you from this life. To give you life everlasting. Not a religious experience. But a change of life. A change of heart. A change of thought. A change of direction. Your life will be completely different. And I can't explain it. All I can tell you is I know it because I've lived it. I've experienced it. And many, many others have experienced it. And many, many others are willing to die for the name of Jesus. Listen, people aren't willing to die for something that's not real. And they just stand and they know and they have this complete peace over them. I think of the martyrs that died for Jesus. And in every one of them it says that their complexion never changed. There was no question. Why? Because it was a real encounter with Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, will change your life, will change your Christmas, will change your eternity forever and ever and ever. And as Simeon said, you'll die with peace. But not only will you die with peace, I can assure you, you'll live with peace. It's an amazing thing. God is so amazing. And so I want to give you an opportunity today. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here today, you might be like Charles in the play. You might be saying, is there room for me? Is there room for one more bum? Is there room for someone who doesn't deserve it? And God's going to say, oh yes, come unto me. Come unto me. You have a burden? Come unto Jesus. You have a heavy heart? Come unto Jesus. You feel lost? Come to Jesus. You'll gain your identity. You'll gain your direction. So this morning, I want to give you an opportunity to give your life to Christ. And listen, in your heart of hearts, you're going to know it's real when you surrender. There'll be no question. You'll know. And so if you wish to give your life to Jesus Christ, you pray this prayer. Now understand, the words aren't what save you. It is the fact that you mean those words in your heart of heart. You mean those words. You pray this prayer quietly to yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I realize that I am a sinner. Man, I have done things that I shouldn't be doing, and I've done things that I know go against your word. I realize that I can't save myself. So today, I surrender my life to you. Today, Jesus, I believe that you are the Savior of the world. I believe that you died for my sins. Today, I believe that you conquered death and hell, and that you're at the right hand of the Father. Today, I surrender all. I am yours. Today, I freely give of myself because I believe that you are the Savior of the world and that you'll save my soul.